This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Because we are joined by four lovely musicians about an interview. Would you like to go around and introduce yourselves?
Yeah, all right. So my name's Ashane. This is my third year doing Amped. The first year I did it with a band, and then the second was solo. And this year, I thought I was going to do it with my band, Roadkill. But we pulled out of the gig, so this Sunday I'm doing a solo gig at Pearl Diver.
Oh, that's sick. We love Pearl Diver.
I'm Ruben. This is my first year doing Amped. I'm doing Amped with two bands. My first band is SOG, who my friend Ollie talked about last Friday, and my other band, which is Asker, which I'll be talking about today.
Kia ora. I'm Leo. I'm doing, it's first year doing Amped. I'm doing it for like four different bands, so it's great. But my main one's Soulside, which is this Saturday, and then Yubi's Rubies, which is Sunday at Pearl Diver. And then Arsehole was last week, which is with Ruben. And then on Saturday I also have SOG, which is also with Ruben.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Livy. This is my first year doing Amped. I do it mainly as I'm a solo artist. I'm doing it all on my own, which is quite fun.
Oh, thank you so much, guys, and thank you for joining us.
Do you guys want to tell us a little bit about each of your own music tastes, what you like to make? Just give us a brief rundown, I guess.
Yeah. All right, me? All right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, perfect.
What I'm into is probably mostly like rock and metal, because my band is mostly like thrasher, Metallica type of thing, but I also listen to like lots of other stuff, like indie, Deftones, whatever your genre that is.
Cool.
A lot of stuff.
I listen to kind of a wide range of things, but my probably main genres would be kind of things like Tidal Fight and Basement. I don't really know what genre they are, but...
Yeah.
And then Midwest Emo,
cool.
Screamo, and then just normal rock and grunge. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of, like, indie folk, probably, and then there's also heaps of other stuff. I basically listen to everything.
Mm.
But also, like, some of that more, like, noisy experimental bands and stuff, you know. Just trying a wide range, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, my listening... What I listen to is quite all over the place. My Spotify Wrapped hates me. but I like to make pop rock sort of style of music. It's quite fun, sort of playing around with that, seeing like try and make the more commercial side of pop or like the sort of like more indie pop stuff, really having a go at it.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. And sort of what has been your journey into music? So, I guess we'll go around the room again,
my journey started really young, like probably fresh into intermediate. I just started a band with some guys in my class, and that's kind of been how it's been for the last, seven-ish years. And I mean, the drummer in my first band is my drummer in my current band, and we've been best friends for 7 years, and that's great.
Yeah.
Mine's a little bit more complicated than that. Like, when I was 6, I did ukulele lessons, because why not? and then when I was 10, I did guitar lessons for a year, but I got bored because my brain couldn't handle it. And then last year, I started taking drums, and that's, like, one that stuck with me. And I made a band with Leo here, and then Ollie from last week, called SOG. And early this year, I made Arskull. And that's about it.
Yeah, cool.
Funnily enough, I also started with ukulele, but it was very boring, so moved on to guitar, and then I think started Soulside when I was like year 7, but it was more like one of those dumb Bandquest not good bands.
Oh yeah.
And it got better.
Nice.
More interesting, but yeah.
I'm quite boring. I've sort of played pretty much every instrument in an orchestra, which is...
Ooh.
But yeah, I come from quite a musical family, so... I've tried literally everything, but I've stuck with the piano, but I also play a bit of cello and flute, so that's always quite fun to incorporate into my music.
Yeah, cool.
There's nothing wrong with playing in an orchestra.
No.
I played in like 3 when I was in high school.
True.
So.
Played in 0, but there's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
I did actually play the ukulele for a little bit too.
Was it boring?
Yeah, I didn't stick with it.
Yeah,
it's a funky wee instrument. I won't. Yeah, I'll stay neutral on the ukulele. But
I respect the decision. Like 3 performances.
True. Yeah, I have performed. And so, how are you feeling in the lead up to the competition? Some of you have done it before, and
Didn't know it was a competition.
Sorry. Live show, sorry.
Yeah.
How are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, no, it's pretty fun. I mean, meeting all these like different people from different schools, it's quite cool to know that there's a lot more musicians in the Dunedin Sound. I mean, when I started Amped, there was only a few number of people, but then this year it's grown like so much, and
there's so many more people coming to gigs.
So many people, and it's awesome. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about it. Like,
yeah, cool.
I'm comfortable with performing.
He's played heaps.
Yeah, I've played heaps, so I can't really say I'm too nervous about it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just like the idea of getting to work with more people that I haven't worked with yet, you know, so that's always fun. But yeah, cool. Not too scared.
Yeah, I'm quite looking forward to it. I like the idea of meeting people because I'm not from Dunedin, and so I like meeting other musicians and just going around and talking to people who are also teenagers in the music scene. So that's probably my favourite bit, is having met lots of people.
Awesome. It's super important.
Yeah, it'll be a great way to meet some like-minded people, I guess, for you guys.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Is there anything you like to do, like a ritual or something to prepare before a live performance? Is there anything special?
Well, I think with me, I would just love to jump. Like,
oh, cool.
Kind of like jump side to side, because like calms the nerves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets some energy out.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I always just get like a drink before a gig because drumming's physical.
Yeah.
But like
a drink, as in like.
Yeah, not alcohol, obviously.
Off record.
Yeah. No, but
stay hydrated.
As of recently though, I've started meowing.
True.
Whoa. He meowed on stage.
I meowed on stage on Saturday.
Whoa. How was that?
Was everyone's expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
prior to the performance.
Yeah. And then on performance, me and Alex both meowed into the microphone, and
It was
spectacular.
Yeah, cool.
I felt sparks.
I see Alex doing that, but both of you, well.
Yeah. No.
They're basically the same people.
Yeah.
What about the hats? The hats is like a ritual.
Oh, no, the hat ritual. Oh, yes. Every SOG gig, I wear a stupid hat. It started with a moose hat, which had like big antlers. And then the second gig, it was the squid, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Squid
hat.
It was a big... Yeah. Fun. Looks like it was from Splatoon.
Cool.
And then it was a turkey hat, and then a unicorn hat.
Does that get hot while you're drumming?
They fall off within like first 30 seconds of the set, but it's more just like a gimmick.
Support that counts.
Yeah. Cool.
I think it's pretty boring, but vocal warm-ups, I guess.
Practical.
They cringe, but you have to do them.
It's gotta be done.
Yeah.
It's gotta be done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I also do vocal warm-ups. I don't know, it sounds really funny. I like to take photos of, like, behind the scenes of, like, every gig I go to. I just like to have, like, a photo of, like, I don't know, a selfie in there. If I'm with other people, we all have, like, a photo, sort of like, oh, remember this? This is, like, a gig we did, so it's sort of a memorabilia thing.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
It's
nice. Do you guys have any, from each of you, this is any song requests you'd
like
we'll
us do
to
a
play
whole
on
cue.
The radio? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm not sure.
There's no pressure.
Can you play Leap / Landing?
Kira.
I love Kira, and I love that song so much. Yeah.
I actually wouldn't know what to suggest. Like, I'm the most indecisive person.
That's okay.
Yeah. Nah.
It happens.
I think I've already got a song.
I think we've got one in the queue. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So 7th of September, we've got an album releasing, so that's Saturday. That's at Amped. Mm-hmm. On that Amp show on Saturday, and it's a free gig, and you should check it out. And then also the albums, yeah, coming on that day. You know what I mean? Yeah. Spotify, not sure where else, probably some other places, but mainly Spotify. Yeah.
What's the album called?
Yeah.
Just self-titled, Soulside.
Oh,
cool. Nice. Yeah, and the track we've got is Soul Food.
Yep, yeah. That's the first track of the album.
A theme going
cool.
on.
Cool.
Yeah. it's not all like that.
And you?
My request will probably be, well, there's an upcoming album, not mine, and the lead single off of it is a song called Drama by Spencer Sutherland, and I quite like that song.
Got it. Cool.
Sick.
Got those.
Yeah, we've got a little cue.
Yeah,
nice.
We do.
Yeah.
Anything else we anything else you guys would like to share with the listeners and debut radio? Yeah.
Yes, there's nothing I'd like
please,
to say.
Please, please.
My friend here, Leo Hill, is a fish.
Whoa.
It's because, all right, so he's from Brighton.
Yeah.
And the residents of Brighton, every day at 12 a.m., go to the ocean and sleep on the ocean floor.
Whoa.
The fish.
Yeah.
It's not true.
It's true.
And everyone,
he denies it, but
know.
I've seen the gills.
I see.
Yeah. Everyone in my entire school brings it up now, and like,
oh, no.
even the
and
teachers.
Now it, and now it's been broadcast.
Yeah, so that's good. I mean, yeah, there's people I don't even know bring it up to me now, so that's great. Yeah, it's constant.
It's gonna be like your like solo artist name,
Fish.
Yeah, you could lean into it. You could.
There's an Alex G song called Big Fish.
There you go.
Big Fish.
That's perfect.
That
rounds
great
us off.
Note.
Yeah, nicely. So thank you so much for coming in and
thank you for having us.
Yeah, been a pleasure.
Cheers, guys.
And have heaps of fun. Yeah, the performances and upcoming release, the album.
Oh yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Nice
work,
guys.
Yeah. Cool. So we are going to share with the listeners Soul Food.
Yeah, Leo's track.
Yeah, Soulside.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it locked. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.